Blog Talk Radio.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's a climb. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes I knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light. I'm your host, Michael Long. Very glad that you are here on the show. We have Sonic Nova here live with us. She's going to be taking your phone call. Sonic is a psychic medium, very good one at that, and a healer, a remote viewer, and so much more. You can check out Sonic at her website, which is all of Sonic's contact information is listed right here on this show page, okay? But it's sonicnova.net, and phone number is there, and email. So all of that is on the show page, and you can go to Sonic's website, as I was saying, which I'm at right now, and you can see it beautifully designed. Love all the lavender, my favorite color, throughout. And if you click on the contact us now and to chat with us, you'll be able to talk to, not right now, not during the live show, but outside the live show, if you click on it, you'll be able to talk to Sonic directly. And to, so that's a great thing, because a lot of places you go to, I visit a lot of websites and I rarely have seen that. And then if you do are able to chat with someone, you're chatting with someone, not the actual person of the website, but someone else, and a lot of times in another country. You may be in, Bangladesh or something like that, and you think you're actually contacting someone, here on the West Coast or something. So you don't have any of that to deal with also. So all that's right there, but here for the show. Call on in and speak to Sonic if you're live, 347-884-8245 to get a reading. Once you do call in, though, press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Press the 1 on your phone so that you're in line. Otherwise, you'll be in the listening category, which is fine. We got room for you. We have almost basically unlimited phone lines. So that's fine, but we won't, won't be able to come to you. So that's not on the recording anymore. So lastly, what I'll say is a lot of new people finding the show lately. There's always new people, but lately there's been a lot of new people, which is awesome. And to get updates, people always ask me, how can I get updates? Well, there's two ways. The best way get updates of all the shows. You'll get an email 15 minutes before the show starts. Click on the follow button. Okay, where's it at? It's located on the main show page. Okay, and to the top and a little to the left. Okay, and you'll see a purple little button that says follow. Okay, just click on that. Okay, really easy. Click on the follow button. Up on the upper left corner, it's a purple button, okay? And there you go. And the other, way to find the shows is on my Facebook page. Michael Long, if you're not friends with me, send me a friend request. I think you definitely want to be connected. Talk a lot about my shows, about our homeless project, and also put out a lot of great spiritual pictures and sayings and things like that. I think you will enjoy. I always make room for my Journey in Light listeners. I've hit the limit of 5,000 friends many years ago, but I always make sure that I, bring in my listeners. So if I ever hit the limit, which I've done many times, then folks who are not interacting with me, then we just go ahead and disengage them so we can put the folks who want to engage with the show and myself and all of that. And lastly, if you, as I talked about last hour, and our homeless mission, our GoFundMe link is right here on the show page. So you click on that, make a donation. Anybody makes a donation while the show's going on, I'll bring you up as one of our first callers. My thank you for supporting those less fortunate than us. As I say, show your love in action, because that's what spirituality is. It's love. So there you go there. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Bring in our guest, Sonic Nova, to the show. Welcome back, Sonic.
Hi, Mike. How are you? Welcome, everybody.
Good to have you back. How you been?
Good. Busy. Super busy. How have you been?
Good. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. So what's new? I know you do a lot more lately than you want to tell the listeners. What else you do besides what I just mentioned?
Oh, my God. Well, the best and easiest thing is for people to go to the front page of the website And that gives you all my skills in terms of what I can do psychically, intuitively, so to speak. But I could, if you like, I could kind of read the list. But really, in the ancient times, okay, we're going back to Greece. I'm going to take people all the way back about 2,000-3,000 years, probably 4,000 years ago in Greece, when they talked about the seers of Delphi. And this, you could look that up online. You could do a Wikipedia search for the seers of Delphi. And that's basically, I put myself in that category, or I don't personally, because that's very arrogant, but people that I've met throughout my career as a psychic have put me in that category of the seers of Delphi, which is pretty, you know, that's a pretty, like, a very nice compliment, I'll put it that way. But basically, I would call myself a seer, definitely. I actually do mediumship, where I can talk to people who have crossed over. I do medical intuitive sessions, you know, and I do healing sessions on people. It's a whole mix of things. And then I'm a master herbalist, natural supplement intuitive coach, and know how to cure with foods, you know, best remedy. And like I said, you know, I do the medical intuitive, which include remote quantum healing sessions, where I can actually, I am at a very microscopic level, I have to say, like my telekinesis has gotten refined to a microscopic level where I can go into people's bodies and change their physiology. I can remove, like, people that have murmurs in their hearts, that have atherosclerosis. I've removed things from people's bodies, like in their brains, you know, when they had like, and they were telling me that they had gone to a doctor and they'd done an MRI and they found like a little teeny tiny tumor. It looked like a tumor, but it was a fatty tumor, not a cancerous tumor. I mean, I've done all kinds of things like that where I'm actually able to remove that. I'm able to remove the chemtrail implants, because they're spraying us with nanotechnology that becomes an implant in our bodies. It forms into implants, and you can also check that out on the internet. I'm not BSing people. This is actually what they're doing to us, and I'm able to remove it energetically from people's bodies with a remote healing session. So I'm able to do a whole bunch of stuff. I am a certified life coach, so I do, when I do my sessions, whether it's a healing session or a relationship session or personal development session, I use my life coaching skills, okay? And then I do my psycho-spiritual soul infusion reconnection coaching, which most people are not even familiar with that. What it means is that we're actually allowing the soul to infuse with the physical body, not the spirit. The spirit is our ego personality. The spirit is what embodies, what actually animates the body. That's part of the soul, but the soul is a much bigger aspect of us, the infinite aspect, and I help people get centered in that and get, if you like, balanced, you know, and bring that back into their lives so that they can directly connect with that energy. So that's
okay, well,
a
that's,
lot of what
that's
I do.
A lot.
Right?
Yeah, that's
it
great.
It is a lot. Yep. So.
That's a lot of good stuff. Well, you can always explain it better. That's why I like you to tell the
Thank
folks
you.
All that you do. And so I know before we go to callers here, I thought it'd be great. You've been really successful in bringing in your gifts and make it into a business where you can do it full time, because, I mean, that's the beauty of, I think, of when I first saw what the potential this show was 9 years ago. I prayed and I so wanted, you know, I would do anything that I could do this full time. And it's not easy, but, well, you know, and one of the things I would like for you to give your thoughts on is one of the things I think that, because I know the reason I bring up this topic is a lot of the listeners have gifts, of course, and they would like to do it full time, but they're, You know, it's hard crossing it over. So one of the obstacles they come across is people telling them, oh, you can't charge for a reading. That is, like, you know, so wrong. And I always say, you're not, you know, you're not charging for that reading. You're just charging for your time. Just like if you worked at, let's say, Walmart, you'd be paid for your time, right? You'd be paid hourly. So there's no difference here. So what's your thoughts and all of that?
Okay. So, you know, I know where people are going with this, and especially people that want readings, okay? And maybe some of the people that actually have this talent, have this ability, have this gift, and they think that because it was a God-given gift that you got to give it away for free. And a lot of, and I got to say this, a lot of religious people believe that. They believe that if you have been touched with this gift from God, that you should give it away. And I say, if that's your belief, go for it. Give it away and let people use you and take advantage of you. We all are born with gifts, whether they're psychic, whether you're born with natural engineering abilities, okay, whether it's a computer software engineer or a mechanical engineer. They have these gifts. And what I have to say about it is you don't understand that for lifetimes, these people, these humans have come and reincarnated here and maybe in other places, and they've built upon their gifts. So my question is to you guys, it's just like a medical doctor, okay, or naturopath, because I don't like medical doctors, but like an ND, you know, or a chiropractor or an acupuncturist, you know, that is truly gifted at what they do. Why don't they deserve to get paid for what they do? You know, and some people have this crazy notion that if you didn't go to school and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars going to school to get your degree, why should you charge me? Well, you know, because I may have spent lifetimes becoming what I am now and having these beautiful skills that even though they're effortless for me and automatic, I feel like Mike said, I feel like I deserve to get paid for my time, you know, and it's just like, there's people that have asked me, Mike, they go, well, why don't you do it for free? This is your gift. Why don't you? I go, well, you know, if you walk into a store and you want to buy bread, do you think they're going to give you that bread for free? And people go, no, well, it's bread. I go, well, think of this as spiritual food. Of it is somebody's giving you guidance and helping you see the things that you can't see, you know. We're no, and I got to say this, Mike, about us psychics, is that in a way, the word psyche is what they use for the word psychology. It's the first three letters, right? Psyche, psychologist. In a way, we are non-licensed psychologists, but we are seers. We see deeper into the fabric of life, and in certain ancient tribes, they would call us shamans. And you know what? In those ancient tribes, they would pay their shamans. They never questioned if they were sick, if they've had injuries. And I'm not talking about like we do now with money, okay, with currency. Unfortunately, the world has this disease of currency, you know, that's been put upon us. But, you know, in those ancient times, they would bring us chickens. They would bring us pigs. You know, they would bring us a milking goat as pay to get them better. So my question is, if you have a gift or a talent, why don't you feel like you deserve to be paid for it? Because, yes, it takes my time to do this. It takes my time, my energy to focus and only focus on you while we're doing the session. And I'm not thinking of anything else. I'm not doing anything else but seeing into you, seeing into what you're asking me. And I have that ability because I have my third eye very expanded. You know, I tell people my third eye is what do I want to call it? It sees like it has a 360 degree view as opposed to, you know, a 180 or maybe an 80 degree view. You know, it's holographic in nature. That's the word I was looking for. You know, I can see the holograph, you know, of life, you know, around you. And yes, it's a beautiful gift, but why should I give it away? Give me a good reason. You know, and I'm talking to Mike. I'm really addressing here more the individuals that come to your show and listen to your show and want to be a psychic, or they know they're psychic, they know they're an empath, they know they're an intuitive, and they're amazing at it. Why, in God's green earth, shouldn't you get paid for your gifts? What is so wrong with that? You know, and why should people be insulted by that? It's your gift. You do what you like with it. You wanna trade? I do that, by the way, Mike. I'm doing that with an amazing web designer. I mean, this guy does marketing web designing for Teal Swan. He built the website for Teal Swan. I'm connected to this guy. He's having physical issues with his body, okay? And we're doing a trade. I'm totally open to that. If you have something of value that will benefit me, and I have something of value that will benefit you, and we can trade for that service, hey, I'm all for it. Trading our time, right? There's nothing wrong with that, you know? I'm really grateful that somebody of that caliber wants to trade with me for medical intuitive sessions. You know, I'm like, wow, that's awesome. You know, I feel, you know, so it's not always about us getting payola, you know, but to the people that want to do this for a living, like you said, Mike, really, that's who I'm speaking to, is to you guys that want to switch from your day job at Walmart or at Home Depot or wherever it is that you are working, to switch into doing this for a living. Why shouldn't you get fair compensation for your time and your skills? Aren't they skills? Aren't your gifts skills? Why do people feel, I think there's kind of like, I would see this if I was coaching somebody, like if I was coaching another wannabe psychic that is really good, that they truly are psychic and they want to have a practice, I would actually ask them why, you know, they have such a low self-esteem about this. Why they feel they shouldn't get compensated for this talent that they have. Don't movie stars get compensated for their talent? Don't singers get compensated for their beautiful voice? And they came with it? Mike, there's a lot of amazing talent, you know, that didn't need years and years and years of training. They were naturally born this way. Shouldn't they get paid, too, for their time and for their talent? Well, it's no different for us psychics.
All right.
I don't see the difference.
Well, I totally agree. The thing is, you know, people need to do what they know is right and push back and forget about the naysayers who are giving you crap. Let them go. Because that's what, you know, I know exactly what they're dealing with, because those negative people were all over me in my first year and said, oh, you're going to have people charge them to come on your show? Oh, my God, you're not even spiritual. You know, that's what they were saying.
How dare you do that to us, Mike?
Right. Yeah.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah. Yeah. And luckily, I had on, several, you know, clear-minded guests on. One was Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, and he told me, you know, privately, he said, no, don't believe all that crap. He said, you're doing a great job, Mike. You're doing a great show.
Of course.
You're providing a service for those guests to come on, and you're helping people. And I knew coming from him, who I very much respect even today, and he's become pretty famous, that helped me. And now I have pushed those people. I don't even – and those people as naysayers and all that at that time had a show, and they were scared I was going to take away their listeners and crap. Well, they were doing the negative bit, and their shows are gone now. They're long gone.
And realize this, Mike. You didn't put a gun to my head or any of us that agreed to do this with you, did you?
No.
That's what we got to think about. You know, it's like I'm not forcing anybody to come see me as a healer or as a, you know, or as a psychic or as a seer. People seek me out. I have a good reputation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people, you know, you have a good reputation. You know, when Mike actually, when you you know, contacted me via email, I did research on you. And there wasn't any, you did not have any derogatory information on you. Like, he ripped me off, he took advantage, blah, 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 blah. You know, because I do that, because there's a lot of people out there that do that. You know, and you didn't put a gun to my head that said, you're going to do this show and you're going to pay me. You know?
Right.
It was like a mutual consented agreement. So I totally agree with you that those people that are bitching about it.
Mm-hmm. And
that's
and
their
yeah.
problem.
Right. And this is this. Where's my son? This.
What's that, Mike?
Oh, that's just my son telling me he's on his way home.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
sweet.
It's all good. Yeah. But yeah, and you know the thing is that with this show, it's different than, say, someone would come on as like a one-time guest and then gone. This is where, like you, you have a regular show on here. It's totally different. You have a spot on our network, and just like when I go on LA Talk Radio, I have a spot on their network, and I'm charged and charged a lot, but I understand that.
Oh, yeah.
That is, going on there. It's a big LA show because, and then things in LA are really expensive, so I have no problem with that. I mean, that's...
Right.
That's business. Right. That they have to do this. Just like me, I could never put this many hours out for people to get help for doing it for free. Not so the point is none of us can. And for the listeners out there, you need to push away the naysayers. Just don't even, you know, that's what I had to do. And like you were saying, Sonic, just take someone who's gifted. Let's take Michael Jordan. Okay. Basketball player, very famous, very gifted. I mean, he's beyond the things you can learn by a lot of practice. He has a special gift, just like you do, Sonic.
Right, he was born with it.
Yes,
right?
Born with it, exactly. And he is paid tons of money. I mean, the people that work in the spiritual field are paid pennies compared to and we're supposed to feel guilty? Are you kidding me? And they're paid tons of money for their gift. So
you know, it was can I share something that's hilarious, Mike? I gotta share this with you guys because there was a person that came on my chat, okay? Oh my God. And actually I was like pretty shocked. And I'm gonna read it to you guys. I actually banned this person from actually here's what she posted. You know, I was like totally like blown away when she posted this. She posted her picture and then she says, "Do you remember me, my love? I am the mother of all. I came here to help all. We can do this." And she basically said, "You shouldn't be charging anything for your gifts." And I'm like, "Excuse me?" Like, you gotta be kidding me. You know? You gotta be totally kidding me.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's just, it amazes me, you know? It totally amazes me and blows my mind, you know, that this woman goes, "I'm one of the who came to remove the implants, blah, 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 on J. Seal's Earth and her people. We are using your gifts. Why are you using your gifts for profit? This is not why you were sent here, and you know that. Who are you to tell me this, Jenny? You know, who do you think you are? What nerve do you have to tell me how I get to choose to use my gifts and what I choose to do with them? None of your business."
Yeah.
You know, and that's basically probably what you got too, Mike. You know, that you had gotten that from lots of different people about you, you know, and what you're doing with the radio show. And you're right. They were just a bunch of jealous people.
Yeah, they were just, and they were scared and wanted me out so they could have more of the share of the audience. And I never thought honestly. I have never thought that way. I have just focused on doing a good job. Yeah, doing a good job, putting out a good show. And it's taking care of itself, right? Takes care of itself.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So. So that's a good part of it for folks out there. And we're going to go to callers, but I hope that helps. We'll maybe do some more of this, some more steps to help you. but you know, if people can do this full time, you know, and then you have to make it a business, but just think of how many more people you can help by doing it full time and say doing it on the side and doing it occasionally, and then also working, a 9-to-5 job. You're not going to be able to do that
and
many readings.
Can I make a suggestion to those people? It's very important, Mike.
Sure.
Because I'm going to tell you, you're going to fall flat on your face if you try and put a website up and wait for people to come to your website. That's the wrong way to do it. You either have to go to a platform like what Mike has and pay him so people know you exist. And yes, it would be nice to have a little 5-page website, you know, that people can come to and that you can charge them your fees and all that. You know, putting a business together requires time, investment, et cetera. But the other most important thing, I think, is to get on a platform, you know, that will get you the people, you know. And doctors do this. They work at a successful chiropractic practice. They build their practice. They leave. They take some of the clients with them, the massage clients, okay. It's no different when you start a psychic practice, and I know the psychic networks hate this, you know, but people want us. They're not calling the psychic network because of them. We're building their business for them, and they forget that, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's very important for you to get on the psychic network, you know, whether it's on the internet or whether it's on a phone line, you know, and start building your practice and get practice, you know, and start doing readings for people and practice there, you know. That's very important, you know, and to start doing it, you know, and you can do it part-time because you're an independent contractor. Some companies don't expect you to spend, you know, and they don't have any restrictions on how much time you can, you know, 15 hours, 20 hours, you know, and then there are others that are. So fit it to your lifestyle. You know, if you only have 15 hours to give your business, do it somewhere where they're getting the traffic for you and they're getting the clients for you. You know, till you get the confidence and you feel comfortable enough to start doing it on your own. And then you can start, you know, networking and telling people in your neighborhood that you do readings and, you know, and build your practice that way, you know.
Yeah.
It's very important
great.
That you do it right, you know. And that's the other thing, Mike, is like we have to think of it as a business because it is a business. Bottom line, you know, you're changing working at Walmart or working at Home Depot to working at doing a psychic business. That's what you're doing. And if you're really good at that, why shouldn't you?
Right.
I don't condone it. I actually welcome it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great point. That's an excellent point.
Yep.
That's a great point. That's awesome. And you would know because, you know, you're a psychic and you do this work and, you know, that's not my, you know, forte.
I do it full-time.
So
this is my full-time.
Right. Yes.
I don't, you know, I have other businesses, Mike, you know, like my supplement business, you know, and a business consulting business. And I am a life coach, right? You know, but these are all my businesses. This is all my enterprise, you know, and why not? Why, you know, it's like. I will tell you this, though. If you have the mentality of an employee, this is not a good venture for you.
Right.
If you have that employee mentality where you need somebody to grind you every day and tell you what to do. And, you know, some people make great employees, and they're really happy being worker bees, okay? And then there's some of us that are very independent. We don't like to be told what to do. Right, Mike? We like to do
right.
it our way, you know. And
right.
those are the people that are really good at having their own business, you know, because you don't
right.
have somebody breathing down your throat and limiting you. So, you know, so there is that, too. So keep that in mind. If you're a great employee and you don't like the hassles of having to have the responsibility of running a business, it won't be for you. Then, you know what? Go have fun. Go to psychic fairs and pay $50, $60 to do readings for the people there and make some money there on the weekend. And that'll be your extra money that you can play with. You know, but for people that are really serious and want to do this as a full-time career, really get serious about it and see the different ways that you can get out there and really create a success for yourself.
Yeah, it does a lot of sense. Yeah, and that's a great final point is get on a platform like Sonic was saying And just like, if you want to be on a radio show, you know, come talk to me. I'll send me a message, Facebook, whatever. And you know, the difference between coming on here and doing a weekly show than starting up your own is you're starting from scratch. You're starting with no listeners.
Yep.
But by hopping on
right.
a top spiritual show, the longest running one, I mean, there's no one that's been here spiritually for 9 years straight like I have. You're already going on a show that already has a following. So
right.
it took a long time to reach where I have, a lot of years. So just doing
right.
a lot of shows
yeah.
where basically no one was here. But I kept pushing along. But those days are past.
Right.
So, so if you're interested, you know, please contact me. It's, our rates are very, very reasonable. trust me, from what the rates are out there. But anyway, I digress a little. Let's go to the callers here, Sonic.
That's
great,
okay,
great
Mike.
Conversation.
Okay.
I digress a
yeah.
lot.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, that was great. Let's go to area code 562. Welcome to the program. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Yvonne calling from California.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Great.
My question is about mediumship. I want a mediumship reading if possible.
Okay. I can spend like 5 minutes, is that right, Mike, with you? So what I suggest that you do is you get really clear about who you want me to mediumship. And I will tell you this, sometimes people are not, like, for whatever reason, either I can't connect to them or they don't want to be connected to, whatever it is. So here's the information I'm going to need from you, Yvonne. I need this person's first name and date of birth, not the date of their passing, but date of birth.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't
know exactly
the birthday. I just know their name.
Okay. That could be a challenge because there may be a lot of people in heaven that have her name. And if I don't see why I need people's dates of birth is because energetically it will connect me to their energy.
Well,
you know,
can try,
who they were.
Try my
they
uncle. I was going to try my uncle,
okay.
but I'll give you my grandmother if that's possible. If you can connect with
okay,
her.
Okay, your uncle, you said?
No, I was going to give you my uncle, so I don't know his birthday, so I'm going to try my grandmother.
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay. Her name is Louise Ethel. And
Louise
her,
Ethel? Okay.
Yeah. And her birthday is June
15th, 1936. June 15th, 36. Great. Okay, great. Let me connect to her. It takes me like about 30 seconds to connect because I need to connect through you to her.
Okay.
And let me see if she'll show herself to me. It's kind of interesting that she's showing. Did she like birds? Is she like a bird person?
Not
that,
that
you
know I
know
of? Her. No, not that
okay.
I know of. Maybe so.
Okay. Hmm. Did you know her really well or kind of sort of?
Yes,
for
I know
brief
her
time.
Well for
okay.
a long time.
And maybe connecting to somebody else. So that's why I ask, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let me clear that person out of the way. And this is going to be Louise Ethel, June 1536. Okay, I've got somebody now. She's showing herself to be older to me, like probably like in her 60s or 70s, and
yeah.
with her hair kind of made up. She always had like she always would dress like really well, you know. She was very meticulous about her looks. Is that her?
Yes.
Like how she looked. Okay, good. I'm connected to the right person. Great. I just need to make sure, you know, that we're connected to the right person. And she seems like her personality, she still has a personality. She's in heaven, thank God. And she's still very meticulous. And, you know, she's kind of like very, she has a very sweet nature to her. But she's like kind of shy and quiet. Is that her?
Could be. I don't really know about the quiet part.
Okay. Maybe with family she wasn't. Did you notice at all when she was around a lot of people, you know, that she didn't know that she would kind of get quiet and a little bit shy? That's what I'm picking up.
Oh, yeah.
So with family, she was, like, really, you know, I want to say the queen bee. You know, she had to have that position of queen bee, but she also gave latitude, like, to your mom and, you know, to other family members that were married to her kids, you know, that she gave them enough latitude. So what would you like to ask her? Because we do have her here. Hello? Hopefully I'm still connected. This sucks.
Alrighty. It's like we lost the caller.
I couldn't hear anybody, Mike. We lost the caller?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it looks like. Let's go to our next caller. New York and Anita, welcome to the show.
Hi, Anita.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, of course, Anita. So how can I help you today? What's your question?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I was sitting there listening to you, and I got so engrossed in listening that I couldn't think of a really, 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 really good question. I have so many issues going on. I mean, really, so many that I don't know if you could pick up on what is coming through the most important.
So right away I'm already tuning into your energy and I'm feeling a tremendous amount of anxiety going on with you. It almost feels like your life is being turned upside down, you know? And upside down, like with relationships, you know, financially, with work, it feels like a shakeup. Am I right? Am I sensing you right, Anita?
Yeah, you are. Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. So I want to say this to you, and know that we're really afraid of change, okay? We fear that the most. It's like one of the things that totally freaks us out, and it's very difficult for us to do as a human being, especially when we've created a personality image for ourselves of this is who I am. You know, like I'm a CEO of a company and I have children and, you know, I'm just giving you an example. That's not you, obviously, but I'm just giving you an example of how we get so stuck in role models that in what we call archetypes that we get stuck with. And I'm going to ask you to do something very interesting. And hopefully you'll trust me enough to do it, to just surrender to the process and just let go and allow it to unfold itself, because you're shedding. There's a part of your life that's no longer working. And that's why it feels like it's being turned upside down. And I'm getting goosebumps telling you this, that if you're willing to just surrender to you're not giving up, okay? There's a difference between giving up and surrender. Surrender is where you go, okay, I accept the things that I can't change. I'm accepting the current circumstances as they are, because there's a very potent thing that happens when we stop resisting, okay? And there's been a lot, I can feel your resistance because of your anxiety, you know, of Chicken Little, the sky's falling on me, and what the hell am I going to do, and how am I going to survive? And if you get out of that mode of Chicken Little and survival and how am I going to survive, and the other very important thing to this, you know, and if you don't have people to talk about it, you know, or if you can find a friend that you can confide that is a positive friend that's not going to turn this against you, okay, to tell her your fears or him, your worst fears of what's going to happen to you, you need to do that so you don't manifest them. What I tell people is if you want to create something in your life really wonderful, really amazing, okay, your own business, whatever it is, mom's the word. Lose lips, sink ships, because you're going to blow the energy that you're creating to manifest it into reality, and it's the opposite for fears. for when, so when you have fears, a lot of fears, express them. Talk to as many people as you can about your fears so you can deflate them, and then they don't happen to you. Okay? That's the first thing. The second thing is everything is temporary. And it's really hard for us to hear this. Okay? Relationships are temporary. On this, being in a physical human body and being in this world, in this planet, on this planet, expressed as a physical being, okay, everything is temporary. Nothing remains static. That's the good news, by the way. We think about it as bad because, like, oh, my God, what do you mean? So that means that it's, everything's going to change. Yeah, and if you can accept it and surrender to it, the thing that's coming towards you is 10 times better than what you have been experiencing. And if you're not able to surrender and just let go and go, okay, maybe the time I had working at this company or whatever I was doing is over, and I just need to accept that fact. And, you know, if you just do that, as a matter of fact, a lot of people that I've coached, life coached, with this, and they've just accepted the fact that, okay, I'm going to lose my job, and they just accept that, and they let go, and they tell me all their fears, right, when they're having a private coaching session with me. They call me 2 days later, and they go, you cannot believe what happened, Sonic. And I go, what? What happened? You know, I did what you told me. I definitely surrendered. I didn't resist. I even started looking for other opportunities, and 2 days later, my boss calls me in, and guess what? I'm manager now. Can you believe it? I thought they were going to fire me. So that's the magic in surrender and just surrendering to your current circumstances. That's all they are. It's just current. They're in the moment. And if you can just be in that moment with them and go surrender to them, whether it's your financial issues, whatever they are, and accept it for what it is and just be with it, like, this is the hardest thing for us to do because we don't want, you know, we don't want to go into that place because all our fears start to come up and we feel anxious and we feel like, oh my God, I'm going to lose everything. Okay, great. Maybe you're going to have an amazing experience losing everything and recreating yourself, reinventing yourself. I've had to do that in this lifetime. I've had to do it already 3 times. And I'm telling you, you know, once I'm in it, it's not so bad. But you have to surrender into it because if you don't, you know, that's my message for you today, that no matter what your circumstances are, all the different components that are causing this anxiety in you and your life feeling like it's being turned upside down and you're uncertain as to how you're going to land on your feet, trust me, if you surrender to this and you just trust in the process of the universe of taking some stuff away that no longer serves you, and moving into a place of being in the void so that you could be filled again with something new, something better, and that's going to be not only better for you, but something that really feeds you spiritually and that you feel really great about doing that service and getting compensated for it, it's going to happen so fast, it's going to make your head spin. You're probably going to come back a month or 2 months later to Mike's show, and you're going to go, you were right, Sonic. Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I followed your advice. You know, and I would suggest that you listen to this because Mike is going to record the show and listen to this piece over and over for you because this is what you need to do. My answer to all your problems is to surrender to them and to know that it's only that these things that are happening to you are only temporary. As soon as you surrender to them and you let go, it'll transform into something so much better. Seriously, you have nothing to worry about. I only see good coming into your life if you surrender and if you stop resisting and you stop fearing the worst. And if you do fear the worst, have somebody you can express it to. As many people as you can express that fear so you can let go of it, so you can deflate it, and then you can create something better. I hope this helps you.
No, yeah, it does. I appreciate that. I you probably have other callers on the line. I have a lot going on.
I do.
Yeah, I have a lot of things going on medically. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
you're always welcome to, like, reach me as a medical intuitive. I'm not a medical doctor. I don't prescribe.
Uh-huh.
I don't do anything like that, you know. But if you want, you can have a private session with me. We can see what's going on with you, and I have some very simple herbal remedies that are transforming people, seriously, like totally transforming their lives, you know, and
right.
getting rid of cancer, getting rid of fibromyalgia. I have a woman right now that has Lyme disease, you know, in her legs. She was starting to get neuralgia, and I gave her this supplement, this liquid supplement, and guess what? She's just taking it for a week, and she goes, my God, I'm feeling better. I'm starting to eat for the first time in months. You know, I'm
wow.
actually, the moment that I feel that all those feelings in my legs, you know, the neuralgia where they're getting numb and I feel pinpricks, I take this stuff and it goes away. This stuff is amazing,
wow.
Sonia. Thank you. You know, so I do have remedies like that transmute people's physical bodies and lives. You know, it's not just my intuitive healing stuff. It's actually physical things that are herbal, you know, things that cure people. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
Contact me on my website after we're done with, you know, after I'm done with the show, and I'll be happy to help you.
Yeah, and then how do you do that?
Okay, so you can go to sonicnova.net, and Mike has a page for me here. You know, where you could go to my website, and I have a chat there. And you have my phone number, and you'll have, you know, I may not take your call. If you call me, I may say, hey, I'm on the phone with somebody. I'll have to call you back. You know, the best way is actually to do it on the chat, to just chat with me on my website. That's how you can contact me, and I can direct you to where we can have a little mini session, you know, $35,
okay.
And I can direct you to where you can get the supplement that you need to make you better. Very simple.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sana.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Great day. Thanks.
All right. Have
Bye-bye.
A great day. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for your call. SonicNova.net is the website. SonicNova.net. And all the information is on the show page, phone number, and so forth. We got time for one more quick call here. We got about 4 minutes. Coming up next, Media Michelle. So everybody stay with us on Journey in the Light. Let's go up to Utah and bring Mary into the show.
How are you today?
Hi, Mary. Good, how
Hi.
Are you?
Oh, I am very blessed, very blessed.
Oh, I'm
I just
so
got
glad.
A crossroads, and when we're mediums ourselves, it's hard to read for us. We know that, and so I'm reaching out to you to just to get some feel on direction at this time. If you, I know we got 4 minutes, and 4 for 4 is our number.
You got it.
So I'll let you go.
You got it. So you are a medium yourself, is that what you're saying, and you want to know, like, where to go with your gift? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I hear you
they
right?
call me Mary
awesome.
The Medium in Murray.
Oh, beautiful. Awesome. and you kind of want me to look at, like, what aspect of
like
your...
I just feel like I'm
on a
crossroads right now. I'm
okay.
at, like, a crossroads.
Okay. In terms of wanting to continue to do this work, or in terms of, like, how to take it to the next level? Kind of give me an idea here, because we have 4 minutes, obviously.
Yeah, probably next level.
Great. That's what I thought. I had a feeling that that's what it was, you know. So this is more kind of like a business coaching kind of session that we're going to have here for 4 minutes. in terms of how to take it to the next level. And do you live in Salt Lake City, or do you live somewhere else, like in
no,
Utah?
No, I am
and,
in Salt Lake. I'm central. Uh-huh.
You're in Salt Lake. So there's obviously a large group of people, but you want to reach more people probably, right? Like
Correct.
People that are all over the world, basically, right?
mm-hmm. Well, I'm ready.
So the most important thing in how I've really gotten – you know, to be well known, I'm going to give you 3 or 4 tips. One is definitely
okay.
YouTube, having a YouTube page that you could actually post your videos. What I did is I did several things. I had some people wanted a free 5-minute reading, and the deal was, okay, I'm going to publish it. Do I have your permission
okay.
to publish it? And they would like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I would do that with some of your clients, maybe clients that are asking you for a freebie. Tell them in return, you know, I'll do a 5-minute or a 10-minute, you know, mediumship session with you if you let me post it, you know, if I get your permission. Get their permission in writing, by the way. That's very important that you send them,
right.
you know, something in writing that they sign off on so that they can't come back and, you know, say, oh, no, I never did that. That's number one. So get YouTube is awesome. It's very powerful. I know there's tons of psychics and mediums and medical intuitives on YouTube, you know, but that's one thing to do. It's important for you to learn the basics about search engine optimization, you know, using key phrases, key words, how to use them, how to put them in your your YouTube video description, in your title. That's very important. Obviously, having a website would be really good. There's some things I really love about WordPress.org because it's free, okay? Some things I don't because it's easy for people to hack it. So you need to be careful when you set up your websites with WordPress so that they can't hack the data, you know, mine the data out of it. But that's one of the things that I would suggest. There is a guy that I have, by the way, that I found, and he builds do you have your own website, Mary? I'm sure you do.
Mine's under construction, but I'm looking, you know, at different things. Uh-huh.
Great. Okay, so I have a guy that I found on the internet because I was looking for somebody to maintain my websites. Do me a favor.
Right.
I'm not going to have time here to give you that information, but when we're done here, I'm going to turn on my chat on my website. It's like a chat. I can chat with lots of different people at the same time, okay? So just chat with me there, and I'll give you the link for this guy. He was basically saying that he builds websites for people on WordPress, five-page websites for like $400, which is really reasonable.
Absolutely.
And then he maintains them for you. And that's what you need, is you need somebody to maintain it. His name,
I
think, is Ben. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You don't need to do that. And he had a deal where he said, you know, for the first 200 people, because he's really starting and getting going, that come and have me build their website, I'll maintain it for them for $20 a month, and I'll do the SEO stuff. I'll do everything for him. So it's an incredible deal. And I'll just pass that on to you so you can contact him. Because as you know, advertising on radio is great. Doing a show with Mike would be awesome. You know, somebody with some, and I'm sure you have that kind of figured in already, you know, doing as much promoting as you can. So free promotions, YouTube, doing blogs on your website, sharing links with other psychics, you know, that are open to that, you know, sharing links with other people would be phenomenal for you to do, backlinking, that kind of stuff, and getting yourself on as many business things that you can, like a psychic business directories that are free.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
We've got to wrap here. So.
Sorry, Mike. We got to go.
All right.
Sorry.
You're fine.
All
right. You got it all in. All right, Sonic. Thanks. Great show.
Thanks,
great
Mike.
Week. Okay.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Great. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. And everybody, redial, please. Media Michelle coming up here in 1 minute. Redial, everybody.